This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There you go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, for years on Interstate 64 in Ashland, Kentucky, I've been driving past this refinery, and it's got this, you know, cracking tower, and there's this big flame that comes out. Obviously, it's a combustible gas. Obviously, they've got a problem disposing of it, so they just let it burn and burn and burn. Now, this refinery in Kentucky was built in 1916 by the Great Eastern Refining Company. And it was then purchased in 1924 by Ashland Refining Company. And right now it's operated and owned by Marathon Petroleum Corporation. So it's an oil refinery. It makes gasoline and, you know, motor oils and those products through cracking. And this flame just keeps burning. Now, this is just the reason I'm mentioning this. This flame has probably been continuous, or almost continuous, since 1916. Well, that is just a small byproduct of the refining. They typically produce more than 277,000 barrels a day. They employ 1,600 people. And so this thing is going on and on and on, and they're producing oil and gasoline and diesel and so forth. And the point is, what about all the other things that they produce that become burned, like gasoline and diesel and home heating oil? And so going into the air, we have all of this heat from, and it's just one refinery, of which there are many refineries throughout the United States. Well, the link to that would be the Earth is wobbling now. And they're saying that the Earth is wobbling because of increases in temperature. And, for example, the ice melt in Greenland plays a role in the Earth wobbling. It's an effect that this has that is just, you know, instead of the Earth revolving around the sun, it's wobbling while it revolves around the sun. And I believe that there is a link to our weather. For example, last night it was in the 50s here in Missouri. Well, a couple weeks ago, it was so hot you couldn't stand it. Now, you know, we're down in the 50s at night. Do you think this is true, Rick, that things like warming the planet by burning all of these, we'll call them fossil fuels, because that's the term that's used, is causing some of this?
Well, yes and no. Let's talk about this for one moment. First, you made a statement about the Earth circling the sun.
Revolving
around the sun. And that's not... Well, no. It's an important concept here. Because the Earth doesn't actually circle the sun. More, the Earth is trying to catch the sun, and it's going in a helix, or what it would appear to be around the sun, but in fact is trying to catch the sun in a trail of debris that the sun is going through. Now, normally, the sun is shooting through the universe as an arrow, and the Earth is in a helix trying to catch the sun. The sun is held onto the earth, so it's actually, in fact, not circling the sun, but trailing the sun in a helix. Now, once you understand that change in thinking, then you realize that the sun is a protection of some sort in that it's going through, in the universe, debris. A vacuum is not really a vacuum. It's full of garbage. Just like the Earth's got a bunch of garbage around it, the universe has its garbage. And the sun goes through that garbage and causes the sun to have sunspots and anomalies. Right now, the sun is in a solar minimum, and so rather than particles and debris hitting the sun and being absorbed by the sun, they are going around the sun and now hitting the earth. And as a result, the earth is expanding. It is absorbing neutrinos and garbage that the sun would normally otherwise absorb are now hitting the earth. And these are cycles in historical reasons why we have epochs. And when we return to the place where we started 24,000 years ago in deep universe, we have different garbage cycles in that universe, in the galaxy that we call the galaxy. And we have cycles of the Earth expanding and causing global shifts because of what's going on. So, yes, man is responsible, but not in terms of the total percentages. It's something like 1 or 2%, and the rest of it has to do with the fact that the Earth is now getting a lot of garbage that it would normally not otherwise enjoy. And because of that, we have so-called, quote, end of days, which actually, in fact, means changing of the seasons. And when I say changing of the seasons, like in our limited lifespan, we're all noticing that the sun is coming up a little later today, and it's a little colder in the morning. And while it might get to 95 degrees today, there is more dew on the ground. And that's what we call seasons. Well, the Earth has other seasons that we don't notice because they're in terms of thousands of years. And it's important to see the broader picture of what's actually happening with Earth and not try to blame it for political reasons on a smokestack that is creating poisonous gases that will cause dementia. I wouldn't want to live in China right now. You know, and the breathing the air that they currently enjoy. You know, America has got its own problems, but in one sense of it, I'm glad and proud to be an American. While we are the biggest bullies in world history, probably, that's an embarrassment. And yet, we take for granted a lot of the freedoms that, how would you like to be in Yemen right now as a child that's starving? And there is absolutely no reason for anyone on earth at this moment to be in starving mode. And yet, it's happening, and you can blame that on politics. Now, it's pictures within pictures, frames within frames. And the broader picture is that we are going through natural cycles, and it's not going to be man that causes the end of man. It's going to be the earth localizing the infection. Sorry, I'm such a grumpy old man that way.
But Rick, you know, I'm a little confused. Now, okay. I understand that we go through these 11-year cycles, right?
Well, that's one cycle, yeah. You've got your emotional cycle, right. You know, biorhythms, you've got all of it. Yeah.
Okay, so that one 11-year cycle where we have solar minimums and maximums. Now, the solar minimums, would we tend to expect cooler weather at a solar minimum?
I don't know. It depends on where the sun is in the universe at that time and what's going to be hitting the Earth.
Okay, so would we say that a solar minimum is the absence or lessening of solar flares? Is that what we're saying?
Yes. Solar minimum means there's less solar flares, yes. That's one of the definitions of a solar minimum.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the weirdest thing, because I would think that with more solar flares, I would have greater solar energy being generated by our solar array. Well, we are now at a solar minimum, and we are generating lots more electricity than we ever have before. The sun appears to be brighter. It appears to be hotter. It appears to make me sweat way more. Maybe it's because I'm older, but I don't ever remember perspiring like I do now. So we've got that anecdotal evidence. We have the measurable anecdotal evidence of I can go out and we're generating about almost 5,000 watts right now. It's not even high noon. The sun isn't directly over the solar panels yet. It's got a couple hours more to go before it, you know, we hit maximum electricity generation. But yet we are generating more electricity than we have, you know, before. So
some of that is our atmosphere and how it's changing. And right now, we have more UVBs. This is the longer wavelength in the ultraviolet that you cannot see hitting the Earth and making it to the surface of soil. And a few radios back, we talked about how the farmer in the Midwest is noticing the difference in terms of how many flies are on the cow pies, how many ants are running on the surface of the soil, and how many bees are out pollinating things. Some of that is GMO, some of it isn't.
I've got a comment about that when we come back. I'd love to hear your thoughts. It's about flies, birds, bees, grasshoppers. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Class, if you'd like to go to his website and learn more about Rick, his writings and by his books, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. So, Rick, from what I've observed here at the farm over the summer, not too many grasshoppers, not too many birds, not too many bees, not too many flies. I didn't see much of that. Now, previously, plenty, I'm talking, oh, maybe 13, 12 years ago, a lot more birds, a lot more bees, a lot more flies. We're plagued with grasshoppers. Don't see too much of that anymore. What are your thoughts?
I'm concerned with our biosphere is changing. There is absolutely no question. The sun today is a different color than it was when I was a child. The summer, we didn't even have a summer here on the West Coast. We had like maybe 4 or 5 days of actual clear sky. The few days that were clear from smoke, from the fires, were then, messed up with geoengineering. So that it was, I think we only had maybe 5 days this year of actually, literally clear skies. And the temperatures were not as bad as they were. Last year, we had 12 weeks of triple digits in Oregon. And that's extremely rare. Is it global warming? Is it global cooling? The correct answer is yes. It's all true. How can that be? One is the opposite of the other. It depends a lot on what yardstick you're using to make your measurement. I remember in physics, by the way, isn't any different than religion. In fact, they are exactly, precisely the same part on the opposite end of an hourglass. And really, the physics, for example, starts with assumed truths. You know, the shortest distance between two points. And today, that's no longer a truth. And because of that, it changes everything. Then you go to definitions. Is it a meme or is it an egregor? And when you realize the assumptions of belief systems, which turn again out to be in many, many forms arbitrary. It doesn't mean they're wrong. It means that they are arbitrary, and it depends on which world, part of the world you grew up, as to what you're going to believe is true, like the superiority of a woman. So with all of that said, we have a cultural clash of values. And with that comes the way we make a measurement to justify or argue a position or belief system. But actually, beliefs, like wounds, are tools in a toolbox. And are, you know, do you have to make the hammer this way or do you make it with a soft mallet? Well, depends on what you're trying to do. And if you want to go to heaven, well, then you've got to have a belief system that makes and justifies your belief that you're going to heaven. Right now, there were parts of the Bible that would suggest that this is purgatory, an in-between place between here and there. And from a point of view that I use, that's absolutely true. This is a brief moment in time. And it's not real. And it's the moment in an hourglass going from this point to that point. And the two points don't exist because space isn't real.
Okay. Mark, the spark is coming up right after these few short commercial announcements at the bottom of the hour. And Mark must have heard us talking about him, so he's calling in. Looking forward to that. And then let's talk about some plastic and what's happening to microfibers and what happens when we wash our clothes and how it's getting into the food chain.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is an incredibly complex and sensitive subject.
A hearing concerning the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh has begun before the Senate Judiciary Committee. In his opening remarks, Chairman Chuck Grassley said both Kavanaugh and the first woman to accuse him of sexual misconduct, Christine Blasey Ford, have been harassed leading up to it.
What they have endured ought to be considered by all of us as unacceptable and a poor reflection on the state of civility.
Kavanaugh, who's strongly denying the allegations against him, will be testifying later after Ford's testimony and departure from the hearing. Figures from the Commerce Department this morning show the nation's economy growing at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years, GDP increasing 4.2% annualized during the second quarter. And this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
RichardALANMiller.com. Mark the Spark in Pennsylvania must have heard us talking about him. Welcome, Mark.
Hello, Vincent. Hello, Dr. Ram. First, I'd like to acknowledge you both because whenever I listen to the two of you, I learn so much. And Richard, you inspire my desire to want to know more. And more importantly, you inspire my desire to ask better questions of myself and of my world. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Sure. Thank you. Yeah.
On the subject of what you guys were talking about earlier in the first hour, you know, my sense of it is that what's going on is there's a lot of deception going on, and my take on that is that I do believe that there's dark forces working against good forces. And from what I've learned, and I learned this from somebody who actually happened to have been inherited a great fortune. I met him in Springfield, Missouri, but he had moved to the Ozarks. He bought several farms composed of several thousand acres. Turns out he was about 25 years my senior, maybe your age, Dr. Miller, maybe even a little bit older, but he had inherited a great fortune. It turned out his grandfather was in the concrete business at the turn of the century, turn of the early 1900s, and they lived in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Now, for those that don't know, Bartlesville, Oklahoma is the base for Phillips 66 Petroleum, which is now ConocoPhillips or however, whatever names they've changed to now. But my friend Larry, he actually grew up in a three-story house that was huge that had an elevator in it. Okay, kind of gives you an idea. Because his grandfather made a fortune in the concrete casings, the concrete business, making the casings for the oil wells that, you know, when they were wildcatting in, you know, in the early 1900s, finding oil here and there and everywhere in Oklahoma, Texas. So, but when it came time for my friend to inherit the businesses, he decided he didn't want to have anything to do with it because, and he sold everything off, and he traveled around the world to search for the truth. And he had the wherewithal to do it. And what he came back with was a couple of things. The Hopi, the culture that inspired him the most was the Hopi and the Sioux, but even deeper, the Olmecs and the Toltecs, which predated the Mayans. And so he opened my world to a new, my perspective to seeing things differently. Telling me about the Mayans had all these different calendars, and my sense of the Mayans is that they were, and what Larry said, he believed they were time travelers. They were way ahead of their time, and they had all these calendars that many think that they were tracking the star system, but actually he says they were tracking time and energy patterns. And I think Richard, you talk about that in many ways. So my sense of it is also that our consciousness on our DNA level, we have so much potential in the codons of the DNA structure. My understanding is that we have yet to tap into the mainstay of our codons, our codon treasury, you might call it. Okay, so the other side knows this, the dark side knows this, and they definitely don't want humanity to wake up. They don't want our consciousness to go there, because once we do, the gig is up and no more deception. We will know what each other knows, because we'll be able to intuitively know, and we'll be able to tap into knowledge that is timeless. Over here, over there, it's everywhere, right here, right now, and it's accessible by all. So my sense of it is the dark side is scurrying around like crazy to try to suppress us, so we will not break through to that level of consciousness where the gig is up and they no longer can deceive us. Have we not had enough deception on planet Earth? Have we not, you know, I mean, how are these wars promoted? Through deception. How are the thieves in all the areas of our, you know, the different areas of our lives, how's all this deception going on? Or how is this thievery and bad things going on? It's going on through deception. So I really appreciate you guys being there and tapping into these ideas of deeper, you know, ways of seeing things. And on the subject of human relationship, this deal about what comes up for me is value versus, well, what we call money, but it isn't money. It's artificial. It's debt. These are debt instruments. If it was money, it would actually be a value standard, but it isn't money because it's not based on anything real. It's based on deception. So But we, you know, many people, we've succumbed, been conditioned that that money or this artificial money is, you know, that's how you value things. Well, I say it's a poor standard for valuing things, a very poor standard, because what's more valuable to me as a human being is consciousness, is creativity, compassion, inspiration, you know, the intangibles that are they're priceless. How can you put a price on these things, you know? So I don't know what else to say. I'm just so inspired every time I listen to you guys parse this stuff out, and I appreciate you, Vince, because when you ask Richard these questions, he sometimes he addresses what you're saying, but then he goes a little bit off tangent. But when he goes off tangent, some brilliant perspective comes up, just brilliant, and it awakens me to say, wow, I never saw it like that. And so thank you again for clarifying things for us out here in what we're dealing with. By the way, Vincent, I sent you an email about something that's happened in Missouri, and I think it may be happening across our land and in communities here, there, and everywhere under the radar. And that's they've lowered the bar on what a felony is now in Missouri. What used to be a Class A misdemeanor is now a Class E felony. And is that not, and this has been happening over a 10-year period, and they've snuck it in, I mean, really, you know, beyond our, you know, another deception to further infringe upon our mobility and our right to, you know, it could affect a lot of people retroactively. They'll probably try to put this forth retroactively. Well, it could affect, you know, these days, a misdemeanor. You could jaywalk and get a misdemeanor. And if you get a couple of them, I think they add them up, put them together, and make it a more serious crime, and which violates our right to bear arms, for one thing, and generally our mobility, right? So, it supports the authoritarian model of, you know, that we dare not question authority because they want to claim authority over us, but we are the authority of our lives. And I appreciate that about you, Vincent, because you inspire me to retain the authority of my own life. And so thank you very much,
Mark,
for that.
I've got a comment. I saw your email this morning, and I went to click on the link, and my browser wouldn't let me. So I was unable to look at it. But I understand what you're saying about lowering the standards of which one can commit a felony. And for years I've been saying on the air that I have a recommendation for a bill. It's just one sentence long, and it goes something like this. Any representative who votes on a bill to become law without reading and understanding every word shall be guilty of a felony punishable by not less than 10 years in prison.
Wow. That's pretty, that'd get their attention.
Well, it's only one sentence long, okay? It's really simple. So if our representatives, allegedly, people who we have allegedly voted for and allegedly represent us, if they vote on a bill without reading it and without understanding every word, are guilty of a felony punishable by not less than 10 years in prison. And I mean it, because, you know, the health bill, you know, Obamacare, well, we've got to vote on it too before we can let you read it. Really? How ridiculous is that? How ridiculous is that?
How ridiculous.
And I, you know, I met with the guy. I was at a restaurant, and he was the speaker. And he was the guy who reviews, in Missouri, all bills presented for vote as to their constitutionality. And I said to him, well, how many people do you have working for you? He said, about 35. I said, well, how much do they make on average? About $35,000. I said, okay. So what we're going to do, and I said this publicly, so what we'll do is we'll let you keep your job. But everyone else gets fired. We don't need them. Because what we're going to do is that we're going to require that all bills be boiled down to one sentence, like the one I just read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he said that'll never happen because it's too simple. It's too simple. We can't have one sentence bills. There need to be loopholes. So we've got people who are working against us. But I don't think he appreciated the fact that I said that we would fire his entire department. And I meant it. I meant it. And he said that right now there's a backlog because the bills are so complex that they take a lot of time to figure out whether the bills that these alleged representatives write are actually constitutional. But then if you go to Lebanon, Missouri, and you talk to the city manager, he'll say they don't go by the Constitution of Missouri. They have their own policies and procedures. So the Constitution is not in play in Lebanon, Missouri, which is why we haven't had any more expos there. Because the Constitution is not in play. Anything goes. It's whatever the government wants to do, the government corporation of the city of Lebanon, Missouri. It's a problem. Mark, any other comments?
No, that's it. I appreciate you guys being there. Keep on keeping on and asking the keen questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark the Spark, in Pennsylvania. Okay, we get back. Plastic. Plastic in the water. Plastic in the ocean. Plastic in our food supply. Microfibers. I think this is going to be an eye-opener class. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. So, Rick, when we first moved to Missouri, I asked a guy, so what do we do with these old tires? You know, the tires that have cracked, the tires that have, you know, ozone cracks from the sun in them, that, or worn out tires, what do you do with them? He said, oh, it's real easy. Here's what you do. So you take that Sawzall, reciprocating saw, and you cut the sidewall from the tread on both sides. So now you have these rings that were once the sidewall, and you have the tread. So you have 2 rings of sidewalls, and then you have the tread. And then you put it in the trash. That doesn't sound like a really good solution to what do we do with old tires. So I looked up retreads or recapping tires. Now, it used to be that we would take an old tire carcass if it was usable, meaning it wasn't worn down, you know, past the plies in the tread, you could get it recapped. Well, heck, I'm looking at a website right now, Tire Recappers, and they've got recapped light truck tires, 265, 75, 16, common size for trucks. Well, they range from $99 to $115 each. Well, that's pretty much the price of a new tire. So why would I want some mismatched recaps at almost the price of a new tire? So it's not a good solution. Except, you know, we grind up tires and we make playground mulch out of them. I'm not sure I want my children playing around in that. So we don't have a good solution, in my opinion, to tires. And then let's move on to plastic. What do we do with plastic? Well, right now, our ocean is full of bits of plastic. Plastic bottles, straws, cups, the list goes on and on, bags. We just, you know, throw it in the ocean. And then what happens is the life in the ocean, whether it be plant or animal, eat the plastic. And it's worse than that. Because right now, about 60% of our clothing material is made up of plastic. Synthetic fibers are cheap, they're versatile, and they stretch, and allegedly they breathe. And so what happens when you wash your clothes in the washing machine, whether it be a front loader or a top loader, out of about 13 pounds of clothes that are washed, you get about 3/4 of a million plastic fibers that are acrylic. and about 500,000 plastic fibers that are polyester, and about 1/8 million plastic fibers that are polyester cotton blend. So the wash water, the rinse water, and the wash water that's dumped out of our washing machines ends up going into the ground, it goes into the water supply, and of course, we get to dine at our favorite restaurant and eat it. Are you concerned?
Well, yeah, it's DuPont and better living through chemistry. And everything is overpackaged using plastic. He started with gunpowder and moved to plastic, and it's on everything, including our automobiles today. As for tires, I use them in my garden for growing tomatoes because it keeps the soil warmer with the black tire absorbing, and you can grow tomatoes one further month using stacks of tires. And that's where I put my old tires, is in my garden as a building up, holding the warmth in the soil longer. You can fill individual tires with dirt and stack them up. And that's your tree for tomatoes and or trees for fruit trees.
Are you concerned about the inner part of the tire being consumed by the plants that we're growing in our garden? Or is that a better solution than concrete blocks with ash and...
Well, I don't know, man. When you see them smoking, trying to burn the tire to get rid of it, that's kind of creepy. I don't have a solution to these things. I don't know what to do about plastic. Plastic is, I would say, 70% of my garbage.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. No question. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us. And just think, class, in 4 years from now, Rick and I are going to be friends. Yep.
Stop that, Vincent.
Thanks so much, Rick.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.